to the Globe Theater. Welcome to the Globe Theater, the radio theater playing exclusively to the men and women of the armed forces of the United Nations. Here for your entertainment are presented the finest plays selected from outstanding radio dramas. And here to tell you about tonight's play, in the absence of your regular host, Herbert Marshall, is Bill Johnstone.
Hello, everyone. Here we are again, and this time with another This Is My Best production. Our star is Mr. Charles Lawton, and our story is the fascinating A Passage to Ballet by Ella St. Joseph. If you like sea stories and tales of evil doings spawned on sea spray, this should suit you down to the very build. For this is the story of a man of great evil loose upon the sea, wanted in many countries, but disowned by all. A man with many enemies and not one friend.
Our story begins long before the Pacific was ripped and torn by war. A time when tramp steamers moved among the islands. When a myriad of languages invested every Oriental street. When the weather-battered ship Ventura put into Shanghai every 6 months for its load of coal.
Half a dozen more baskets of coal, Captain, and we can clear port.
Thank you, Mr. Bailey. I'd hope to make it before this fog settled on it. I can hardly see the end of the dark.
Can't hurry these native women. They've been carrying baskets of coal on their heads so long now, they wouldn't change their pace for anyone.
That's the end of the line. We'll clear at once.
Yes, sir.
Kamaka crew all aboard?
Yes, sir.
Tell Mr. Stagg to cast off.
Captain English! Captain English! Captain English!
Who's this?
I don't know him, sir, but he's in quite a hurry.
All right, Mr. Bailey. That's all.
Yes, sir.
Have I the honor of addressing Captain English?
Yes, I'm Captain English.
You allow me to introduce myself, Captain English. I am the Reverend Dr. Rob Walk, the Dutch missionary bound to Bali. Distribute Bibles and spread the word of truth.
I'm about to cast off, Dr. Walks. Perhaps some other time.
Captain, I'm not given to wasting words. Most ministers pile up words as a monument to their own eloquence, not I. I save my breath. You will see how very brief I can be.
Yes, Doctor, but come to your point. We're about to sail.
Captain English, I am told your boat puts in at Bualelo, the port of Bali. Is that correct?
Yes.
Captain, allow me here. You will find a passport, several papers of identification, mostly clerical, and about 400 American dollars. Would you be good enough to examine these? If the papers, the money, and myself meet with your approval, I shall sail with you tonight.
Well, this is very irregular.
Perhaps the picture of me is more than you expected. It is a face. Unfortunately, it is mine. You've seen it before?
No.
Name your price.
For a Dutchman, you haven't much of an accent.
The Lord speaks in many tongues.
Ah, that you should have waited until the last minute.
The Lord's work knows no other time than the present.
Well, really, accepting you the last minute without proper investigation.
Captain English, sir.
What is it, Mr. Stagg?
The fog is settling thicker every minute. We'll steam up to go, sir.
Hang this fog.
I thought you sailors were quite at home in fog. Come, Captain, I assure you that I am quite safe. As men go.
I can't wait any longer. Go aboard.
The Lord will bless you.
Will you pass me the sugar, Dr. Watts, please?
What is it?
Sugar?
Oh. Here you are.
Captain. I think we left the Yangtze Kiang just in time. The Chinese pirates are on the prowl again. I heard about it just before we left.
We probably would have been safe enough. Their spies knew how well armed we were.
I think it's a blot on our civilization that piracy should thrive within a few miles of a modern and cosmopolitan city.
Your discussion of pirates, gentlemen, brings to mind an anecdote I read in a very old book. It seems that a captive pirate was being questioned by Alexander the Great as to what right he had to infest the seven seas. The same as thou hast to infest the universe, answered the pirate. But because I do this in a small ship, I am called a robber. And because thou dost it with a great fleet, thou art called a conqueror.
Great blazes. You never read that in the Bible, sir?
No, I read it in another old book, a book on pirates. Now, you take these industrial Alexanders of Shanghai.
I should call it a book on anarchy.
Why, I'm amazed at you, sir. A man of the cloth criticizing civilization that way.
To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven.
Not to destroy, Dr. Watts.
A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted.
You're talking three.
Anarchy is the word. He's quoting a book on anarchy.
Ecclesiastes, book 3, chapter 3. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break
both
down.
Oh, gentlemen, misunderstand Dr. Walks. He speaks from the pulpit, not from the street corner. He's advocating brotherly love. Isn't that so, sir?
Yes, Captain. You might call it that. Why not? Shanghai could survive piracy no longer than piracy could survive Shanghai. Excuse me, gentlemen. I shall now take my walk around the deck.
I'd rather you didn't bait the man, Mr. Stagg.
Captain, I find it hard not to hate that man.
Try to bear up under it. We'll be in Bali within a week and he'll be gone. Let's not forget he's a man of the cloth.
The devil can quote scriptures, too.
You'll oblige me, Mr. Stagg, by not baiting the man. I've never allowed irregularities aboard any ship I've sailed. I have no intention of permitting it aboard the Ventura.
Yes, sir.
All right, kill the engine, Mr. Stagg.
Engine set.
I'll be glad to get out of this wheelhouse. It's hot as blazes in here.
Well, I'm glad this is Barley, sir. We'll be rid of our passenger.
I understand your feelings, Mr. Stagg. Believe me, I agree. The government launch is coming alongside. Did you see to it, Mr. Stagg?
Yes, sir. Captain English, I am a miserable and repentant sinner. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me and forget? I'm sure we can come to an equitable arrangement.
Your conduct is no business of mine, Dr. Walsh.
If you are agreeable, I should like to make my welfare your business. Would you please take this?
$200. What's this for?
Yeah, I'm hiring a lifeboat for half an hour to get ashore.
Very well, Doctor. As soon as the port authorities have come aboard.
No, no, immediately.
Well, that's impossible.
That's what I'm paying you for. If you think I want to wait on deck until my papers are inspected, must I explain to you?
I quite understand. I don't want to know the details. I'm as anxious as you to have you off my ship. But if you double the bribe, I wouldn't lower a line to save you.
Must I swim for it?
Too late even for that. The port police are already aboard. Come in. Come in, Herr von Osten.
Hello. Hello, Captain English. What's this I hear about a passenger? Who is this passenger?
A missionary, Herr von Osten. Will you examine his papers?
A missionary, so? Who?
The Reverend Dr. Walks, Herr von Osten.
Ach, so it is you again.
Oh, you've met. Show me your passport, Doctor.
This passport? This forgery. I'm so clever.
Will you return it to me, please? I shall need it for future use.
Yeah, I give it back. The doctor is very mistaken if he thinks it will be accepted in any port. Captain, this gentleman is not a missionary. We are not wanting him. So,
but what is he?
He is an international figure.
Oh.
You have a famous man on your board.
Thank you, Mynheer.
He makes trouble everywhere. He is an agitator. It makes no difference where he goes. He makes trouble.
There are some who call me an anarchist. Others call me a great man.
A great man. He will do anything for a little power. The world is full of men like him. Look what happens in Germany. That man Hitler is...
And you refuse to accept him?
It is sad, Captain, but so. He's a dangerous man.
What is his name? What is his country?
His name? He has many names. He has no country. The Dutch East Indies are close to him. I don't know any place that is not close to him. So I doubt whether you can lose him.
But to whom does he belong? I refuse to be burdened with him.
You have no choice. Here he is on the ship. He belongs to you. He is your responsibility.
You would turn me into a flying Dutchman, sir.
That is a good one. I'm Fliegende Hollander from now until...
Until eternity.
Herr Ostrand, is there nothing that can be done with him?
He is wanted by the Shanghai police. That is your one chance. Well, I must get back now. Goodbye, Captain. Next year we see each other, perhaps. I hope in the meanwhile...
Don't count on it, Herr von Ostrand. Who knows, but a year from today I shall still be the passenger of Captain English. He can't lose me, and I have no intention of losing him.
You sent for us, Captain?
Yeah.
May I inquire, sir, what the Manila authorities sent?
Well, the same as all the others, Mr. Bailey. They won't have him. We've tried 11 ports, and we can't lose him.
Well, we always have Shanghai.
We're setting course for Shanghai at once.
Oh, that man is the most unprincipled villain I've ever seen. He's a jinx, a hoodoo, a Jonah. He should be thrown to the whale.
I learned a long time ago, Mr. Stagg, that cursing a man or a situation doesn't resolve it.
Well, the least you might do, sir, is to put the man in chains.
Have you any idea of his influence on the crew? You know that he's absolutely charmed them. They idealize him. They think he's almost a god.
What the captain is saying is, if we mistreat him in any way, we'll find ourselves with a bit of mutiny on board?
Something like that. You may be sure the crew will not lift a finger until he's released.
Well, couldn't he be washed overboard some night? What loss to the world would a rotten bit of life like him be?
You're suggesting something which I shall ask you never to mention again, Mr. Stagg. I haven't got a black mark against any ship I've sailed. And I shall not begin now.
Yeah, we should have gone straight to Shanghai from Bali.
We've needed these 3 months. The ship's finances have not been ideal for crossing half an ocean to rid ourselves of 200 pounds of human cargo. Gentlemen, I am forced to caution you to treat him with proper courtesy. I'm saying this in the interest of our ship's security. That's all.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Good evening, Mr. Bailey and Mr. Stagg. Ideal night for sailing.
I should have suspected that you'd have an ear to the cabin, Mr. Walks. I presume you heard everything?
What the Lord pleases me to hear is...
There are certain things which you can say to me which I am willing to accept, even if I don't like the sound. But when a fake missionary uses the Lord's name to rationalize his vile behavior, then it's...
Be careful. You were about to say...
I'll appreciate it if you'll keep your distance from me, sir.
The crew may not like any attempt on your part to ostracize me.
Then I'll rely upon your own sense of decency.
I don't believe you think I have any.
I'll allow you the benefit of the doubt as far as Shanghai.
Shanghai?
And there, Mr. Walks, we shall part company.
Are you leaving the ship?
You are.
I don't think so, Mr. Stagg. I really don't think so.
Surely, Mr. Chisholm, as harbor master, you can arrange with the police here in Shanghai to relieve me of him.
Well, famous passenger's a man without a country, Captain. There isn't much the police here can do about him. There isn't anything.
But is there nothing that can be done for me, Mr. Chisholm? Am I expected to sail around with him for the rest of my days?
Looks that way, doesn't it?
By George, sir, I'll scuttle the ship first.
Not a bad idea. Have some more tea, I'm going to.
Thank you, no.
Captain, the man aboard your ship carries no passport. He's claimed by no country. Legally, he doesn't exist. If you were suddenly to disappear, there'd be no questions asked. Do you follow me?
You're suggesting...
If I were in your shoes, Captain, I'd go for a walk with him on some dark night round the deck and talk. You know, talk. Until you come to the railing's end.
But that's murder.
How can you murder a man that doesn't exist?
And a rolling ocean. Night. Captain English, fully clothed, lies on his bunk, tossed by the sway of the ship Ventura and the surging of his dreams.
No, no, can't lose him. Always there. Tell the Kamaka boys, keep away. Can't do anything. What did you say, Stagg?
Put the man in chains.
Yes, that's it. No, throw those chains overboard.
Feed him to the whales.
On my ship, no whales.
He doesn't exist.
He's a man.
He's a pirate. You can't lose him. He has many names, but no Conley.
Go away.
He has no passport. He's a jinx, a hoodoo.
If I were in your shoes.
A hoodoo.
Walk around the deck.
He's a hoodoo.
No.
He doesn't exist.
Dark Knight.
Walk around the deck.
He doesn't exist.
You follow me.
Captain, wake up, sir. What's the matter?
You were moaning in your sleep, sir. I thought you were having a nightmare.
Oh, it's you, Bailey. Anything wrong?
Nothing, sir. Except that he's down with the crew and they're carrying on like a jungle tribe. It's the most frightful singing I've ever heard.
Oh, I think I'll get myself some coffee in the galley. Did you take care of the log? What's the weather?
Barometers are dropping a little. We're in the typhoon belt.
We're of course northward.
Dark night, Captain.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Good evening, Captain.
I thought you were down with the crew. What do you want?
Captain English, I want to speak to you.
Well, I don't want to talk to you.
I insist, shall we take a turn about the deck? No, Captain English, I'm a very sensitive man. I know you've done your best to conceal a certain animosity which you bear toward me. I'm conscious of it. Will you tell me, sir, what an occasion this feeling you have for me?
You tricked me to accepting you on this boat.
The animosity began long before you knew me for the consummate villain that I am.
You demoralized the crew.
Before that, sir.
No ideas, man.
In fact, it began before I attempted to corrupt you with my ideas.
It began the night I picked you up off the wharf.
Ah, yes.
I was revolted the moment I set eyes on you. I found my reasons later.
Thank you. Then you disliked me before you knew anything about me. Now, don't leave me. But to stand here by the railing's end, you hold me responsible for the undesired linking of our lives. It is you who are to blame, Captain.
Really?
You and the world you stand for. If man were free and the world unto himself, a situation like this would never have arisen.
I don't understand you.
Shall I tell you why you hate me? Because you and your other officers stand for law and order in this world. And I am an outcast. You resent me.
Violently, Mr. Walker.
Yet you do not know what I have done. Our Dutch friend compares me to Hitler. And he calls me a fascist. In Manila, they told you I was perhaps a communist. Elsewhere, I have no doubt I have been listed as a nihilist, as an anarchist, as a syndicalist, a socialist, any number of other things. Yet each man meant one thing. I am not of your kind.
I quite agree.
You are confused along with the others.
Confused?
No, Mr. Walker. You know nothing of what I am, and you are willing to call me anything that you hate. One thing is certain. I break laws as naturally as you obey them. It is easy to conform. It takes a strong man to oppose. You think you are strong, but it is I, not you, Captain, who is strong.
The Walks, I think I've heard enough.
Why do you hesitate to do what you are contemplating? We are standing at the edge of your ship. If I were in your position, I would act. I take your arm like this. I force you down on your knees. Down, Captain. Down.
Oh, my.
On your knees, you coward. Why didn't you shove me over? You weren't strong enough. This ship is mine. I'll never leave it. Now, get up. I give you back your life. It would die with your conscience. You'd never have survived me.
Captain English, sir. Captain English.
What is it, Mr. Stang?
The barometer has dropped suddenly. I think we're in for it.
We're in for it. Ha ha! The storm doesn't care a penny about your laws, Captain. The storm's a free soul. It's free. You can't cage a storm, Captain.
I can't hold the wheel, Captain.
Don't let go. Maybe both of us can hold it.
Rope. We've got the tire.
Hold us, Bailey. If it gets away, we'll capsize.
Rope.
No rope here. Hold. Hold down. Don't let it get away.
I've got to hurry up. My wheels on it. I'm slipping, Captain.
Whatever gets away, we'll never stop spinning.
My friends, the storm has got you in it, Griff.
Get out of here, Mr. White.
I can't hold the wheel, Captain.
Hold tight.
Hold tight, both of you. There's a ton to you. Your strength lies in laws, and there are no laws when the storm breaks.
I'm losing my grip, Captain. Look out.
squeezing. We've got to stop it.
I've got the wheel from spinning. Get out of my way.
What are you going to do?
I'll crash into it with all my force. I'll stop it. This is the time when the best way to survive is to destroy. I've caught it. I've got leverage. I'll hold it.
Hold it, Mr. Watson. I've got a chain.
The spoke. It's caught in my collar.
I can't hold it from turning, Captain.
I can't breathe. I can't.
Hold the wheel with your life, Bailey. Now tell his collar loose.
Oh, bless you, Captain. Get away. I'll hold it. You're weak. I'm stronger than both of you.
On deck, Captain.
I spoke to the engineer. He says the wreckage below deck is beyond repair.
Are you packed up, Mr. Bailey?
Yes, sir.
Where's Mr. Stagg?
I'm right here, Captain.
You've made thorough inspection of the bulkheads?
Yes, sir.
Does anything indicate that I should not give order to abandon ship?
She's listening to starboard about as much as she can take.
Lower the lifeboat. With any luck at all, we can pull through.
Yes, sir. I took the liberty of having it provisioned. It's all ready now, sir. It leaks a bit, but she can be bailed. What about our passenger, Captain?
I've been thinking about him. Stopping the wheel last night kept us afloat. That was his doing.
Captain, if a soldier on the battlefield protects his body from enemy fire, he also protects the lice on his body. When the battle's over, he'll seek to destroy that which he's protected.
The man is a social leper. Why not face the matter squarely?
I have. Mr. Watts will be given a boat, food, and the same chance to survive as we ourselves.
We have only one lifeboat, Captain.
The boat we're giving him is the one we're on, the Ventura. We're taking to the lifeboat without him.
I can see him now, shaking his fist at us from the rail, calling down the wrath of heaven upon us. I'll enjoy that scene.
Let's shove off, gentlemen.
You're going to take your revolver, Captain?
No, thank you.
Oh, there he is now with the crew.
Mr. Walks?
At your service, Captain.
I have some unpleasant news for you.
Yes, Captain.
The ship is yours. I'm afraid you'll never leave it.
That's splendid, Captain English. I didn't think you could do it. You take your place among the strong men. Thank you.
You're welcome to her, Mr. Hawks. You'll be safe for a while. There'll be enough food even for you. Anything you find is yours. Pleasant journey, wherever you're going.
The same to you, sir.
Goodbye. All right, all you boys. Into the lifeboat. Get in the lifeboat. We're lowering away. Into the boat, you hear me? You want to be left here?
Yes, that's it. They want you to leave them.
Fools, you want to drown?
The crew wants to stay with me.
Stay with you? No, by the gods. They're coming with me. Stand back, Mr. Walks, or I'll fire point blank at you. Stand back, I said.
What are you waiting for, Captain? I have no gun. I'm defenseless.
I have no intention of leaving these men at your disposal. If they disobey me again, I'll shoot.
Why?
Mutiny. You understand that?
You're wrong. It's suicide.
Into the boat, all of you.
No use.
You're destroying the lives of these men.
No, I'm forcing you to destroy them. There is a time to build up and...
Heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth will stay where they are, Captain, and so will I.
Stay then and die for fools. Here, Mr. Walks, is the sextant. You'll need it.
No, you keep it yourself. I'll shoot the sun on the stars with more than a sextant before I die. Get along, sir.
Stag, yes, Bailey, yes, sir. Into the lifeboat.
Right.
Quickly, sir. Lower away.
Captain... I shall forget you the moment you are gone, because I'm a free man. But you will never forget me, because you're among the imprisoned of the earth. You try to forget me. Try to forget me.
Shove off.
The Flying Dutchman sails again, but not for long, sir.
I wonder. Who knows, but from now until...
Eternity, Captain.
Eternity. And that's the end of our play. But just a word before we say goodnight. If you should by chance meet and have an opportunity to talk to a man who has lived on the sea, he will tell you that even today,
Mariners often sight in the distance the Flying Dutchman with its eerie crew. He'll also tell you that whenever a ship draws close enough to hail it, the Flying Dutchman quickly disappears. Good night, folks.